message this evening for everyone is the spiritual blessing. Familiar? Are you blessed that you are a Christian, Exor? Are you blessed? So if you are blessed, what are the blessings that God gave you? What are the blessings that you receive from God? If you are truly blessed, you will surely know. What are the blessings that God gave you? Salvation. Salvation. Amen. Kaluwasan. Tatagay kaluwasan ni Son, kita makaplat ang kaluwasan ni bisan asa, bisan unsang religion. Okay. Ang Ginoo, maulagi naghatag na itong kaluwasan, pinagi sa iyahang anak, Cristo Jesus. So, unsa man uban? Kaluwasan lang ba? Ha? Humility, that's a blessing. Yes. Yata na ni God. Isa sa mga characters o mga attributes yung yata ni God na to. To be humble. Are you humble? Kung ano ba nila nga, too much humble, too much humbug. Ito. What are the others? So, do you know how many blessings that God bestowed upon His people? Do you know how many blessings that God gave you? Do you know how many? Can you count all the blessings? Liso jitag nga bisig lima? Ang pag-ibaloy so, nining mga espirituhanon ng mga panalangin, menungdanon gayod kayo. Saya kitaron na diha sa kinabuhi sa usaka Kristohanon. Menungdanon ba ang mga Kristohanon ng panalangin? Yes. Makapadungad kini sa atong kalipay o kadasig sa ato ang paglakaw. Ingon nga mga magtutuo. Kaya kung dili ka masayod igsoon sa mga Kristohanon ng mga panalangin na gihatag sa Ginoo nimo, pinagi sa iyang anak, mo na posible sa mga hinungdan nga dali ka nga ma-discourage o dali ka nga quit, dali ka nga ma-lose imong temper zone sa imong service with God, o dali ka makapadayon tungod kay wakakahibaw kung unsang lihatag sa Ginoo nimo. So ang ngayon ato ibawaan. Busag kinalang gayud ang atong baluan ang mga panalangin na gihatag ka nato sa Dios nga amahan, pinagi sa iyang anak na si Ginoong Jesucristo. Dili na siya directly gihatag nato apart from Christ. Kita ito ang God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, o kita. So kung anatak ang Kristo ito ang mga benefits nato ang ma-obtain tungod na ni Kristo. Dili na tungod nato, tungod na niya. So kung unsa ang gihatag sa amahan diha sa iyang anak, maangkon usab na sa mga katawan nga naiusa sa iyang anak. So ma-imagine nimo ang gihatag sa amahan sa iyang anak. Grabe kayo. Kung maunang gihatag sa iyang anak, inuway soon na mausab na ang inyuhang maangkon. That is the big mystery. Nag-reveal sa Ginoo sa iyang mga pulong, and we are not able to understand all these mysteries and all these spiritual things of God unless naa nato ang Holy Spirit sa Ginoo to enable us to understand it. So our text is in Ephesians, of course, Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 1 hangtod sa verse 14. So ang akong copy din ni is si Buano Cayo. Sa sulat ni Pablo sa mga Kristohanon sa Ephesus, sa libro sa Ephesus, Kapitulo 1, Versikulo 1 hangtod sa Versikulo 14. Ningon diya sa versikulo 1, si Pablo, apostol ni Kristo Jesus, tungod sa kabubuton sa Dios, nganha sa mga balaan nga anaa sa Epeso ug kasaligan usab diha kang Kristo Jesus. Kaninyo maanaa unta ang grasya ug ang kalinaw nga gikan sa Dios nga atong Amahan ug gikan sa Ginoong Jesucristo. Dalaygo ng Dios ug Amahan sa atong Ginoong Jesucristo nga diha kang Kristo nagapanalangin kanato sa tanang mga panalangin espirituhanon diha sa mga langitnon nga dapit. Diha kaniya sa wala pa matukod ang kalibutan. Siya nagpili kanato aron kita mabalaan ug dili masalawayon diha sa tubangan sa Dios. Pinagi sa gugma kita iyang ipili nga daan aron mahimong iyang mga anak nga sinagup. Pinagi kang Jesucristo sumala sa tuyo sa iyang kabubuton. Versikulo 6. Aron pagadaygon ang iyang mahimayaong grasya nga sa walay bayad iyang gihatag kanato pinaagi sa pinalangga. Beloved in English, right? Diha kaniya, diha kang Kristo, kita may katubsanan, pinaagi sa iyang dugo, may kapasayloan alang sa atong mga paglapas, sumala sa kadagaya sa grasya sa Dios. Ngayang ipadagaya kanato, kay diha sa tanang kaalam ug pagsabot. Notice verse 9. Diha sa tanang kaalam ug pagsabot, iyang ipahibalo kanato ang tinago may tungod sa iyang kapugutpon sumala sa iyang maayong tuyo nga gilaraw niya diha kang Kristo. Iyang gipadayag ang maong tuyo ingon nga usa ka laraw nga pagatumanon inig abot sa tukma gayud nga panahon. Laraw sa paghiusa diha kang Kristo sa tanang mga butang diha sa langit o mga butang dinhi sa yuta. Pinaagi kaniya kang Kristo, pinaagi kang kinsa usab kita na himong panulundon. Kita gibut-an ang daan sumala sa katuyuan sa nagpadihok sa tanang nga mga butang, sumala sa laraw sa iyang pagbuhat. Aron kitang mga unang na nagpanuo kang Kristo, magakinabuhi alang sa pagdayeg sa iyang himaya. Versikulo 13. Pinaagi kaniya kamuusap sa pagkadungog ninyo sa matuod nga pulong sa maayong balita, may tungod sa pagluwas kaninyo, kung saan na nagpanuo na kamu kaniya, gitindihan o giselyuhan kamu, nga ang giselyo mao ang gisaad nga balaan nga espiritu, nga mao ang patinga sa ato ang panalundon, hangtod nga makapanag-iya na kita niini alang sa pagdayeg sa iyang himaya. Ato himuon ron, kita ninyo itsoon, verses 1 to 14. Atong buhaton ron is expository preaching. This is an expository sermon itsoon, so I hope that you will listen very carefully and follow itsoon na din sa inyong mga Bibles. So I will give you the brief background of this. The book of Ephesians, of course, was written by the Apostle Paul. And we know, Ison, the Apostle Paul was a former persecutor of the Church of God. Former persecutor siya, but it pleases God, Ison, that he set Paul. He set niya si Paul apart from his mother's womb and called him through his grace to reveal his son in him that he might preach the gospel of Jesus Christ among the Gentiles. And inyo lang mabasa in Galatians 1:15-16. Although mauna ang life ni Paul sa una, pero nakapahimuot sa Ginoo o plano sa Ginoo nga iyang giset si Paul gikan sa taguangkan sa iyang inahan. Namuabot ang panahon ito na tawagon siya si Ginoo mahimo siya magwawali sa Ebanghelyo ni Jesucristo nga tani adto iyahang giguba, iyahang gilutos para sa katuyuan sa Ginoo. Gitawag siya alang sa pagsangyang ng ini. Are you listening? Yes. He became an apostle of Jesus Christ not by the will of man and so on, but became an apostle by the will of God. Paul wrote this epistle to the saints who were in Ephesus during his 2-year imprisonment in Rome. So sa iyahang ikaduhang pagkapriso sa Rome, isulat kini ni Pablo probably in AD 60 to 62. Monang date. And the focus, of course, is one of this epistle is the mystery of the church. In Book of Ephesians, di ang sabi niyo makitaan nga ang ihimplo ni Kristo o ang church mao ang sundo sa bana o sa asawa. Amen ba? Yes. Di ang ninyo makitaan bisan ang mga relationship between sa family, sa mga anak at sila ang ginikanan and the servants. Susugda na to. Ephesians chapter 1. Sugod ta igsoon sa verse 3. Kumana naman ang 1 and 2. Susugod ta sa verse 3, nagingon din na, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Paul here exon highly acknowledges God. That God the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of all the blessings. Amen ba? He is the source of all the blessings that He bestowed upon His people. And Paul said exon that God blesses His people not only few, not only some spiritual blessings. Did he? Kau malipat di mobil minakan. Did God bless His people by only some or few spiritual blessings? Yes or no? God blessed His people with every spiritual blessings. The word every there in Greek is pase. P-A-S-E. You can also translate it ipso on all in English. All. Pase. Or pasa. With every spiritual blessing in where? In the heavenly places in Christ our Lord. So, nakibawa ba ito sa kung tota na ganyan? Nakibawa ba ito sa mga spiritual blessings? Nagdihatag sa Ginoo din ni siya mga katawan? Because it says that God bless us with every spiritual blessings. Every. So, kumauni, usa, dihatag sa Ginoo, ikaduha, ikatulong ang spiritual blessing, ikaupat, ikalima. Hangtod ang tanan ng mga spiritual blessing, dihatag ni God din mo, o nakibawa ba ito sa mga spiritual blessings? Ngayon mo hang na-receive. In verse 4 and so on, kibaw ta, nga, atanan niya gihatag sa Ginoo nato, we don't deserve it. Dili ta deserving, dili ta worthy, sa tanan niya gihatag sa Ginoo nato, diba? Ato lang inaangkon, ato lang inaobtain, it's all because of Christ. Pagtungod kay nata kang Christ, so, nahibusa ta kang Kristo, atanan niya gihatag sa Ginoo niya, ato ausap nga maobtain. Tod kini iusa ta kay Kristo. In verse 4, tod tanan. Mabaw na nato in verse 3 that the God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ blesses people with every spiritual blessing. Amen ba? And the heavenly places, diin igsoon walay makakawat sa imong mga panalangin tungod kay espirituhanon nga panalangin imo nakawat, not material blessings. In verse 4, tumabasa, mayingon din na, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. The precious truth in this passage is the doctrine of election. Right? You can see the doctrine of election here. When Paul said, just as He chose, just as God chose us in Him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world. The doctrine of election isun is one of the finest biblical doctrines of Christian faith. Mao ni siya isun nakita nimo ang the very foundation. Because from eternity past, God chose a particular people. And this people isun yan the predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. Kung kini mga tawhan usab, mausab ni sila, of course, ang tuyo nganong ni ani si Kristo. Kung mausab ni sila, ang mga tawhan na ang iyahasab nga giipang kamatian. Kung iyahang nagkiluwas, kung iyahang pagkatawagon isun, kung iyahang pagkamatarungon. But there is a system of theology that sprung up its own from this man named Jacob Arminius. The theology is so known as the what? Arminianism. Unsa man ang basis sa ilahang doctrine of election? Unsa basihanan sa ilahang election is so on? That God elect. That God foresee, di ba? Foreseen faith. That God foresee in the present time who will believe in Jesus. And therefore, so in that basis, pilion sila sa Ginoo. Is that true?
No.
No. Why? Usab dagiti tudlo sa Biblia. The Bible itson teaches a conditional election that because of the foreseen faith, manasya, I will make it simple for you to understand. Nga Ginoo nakita siya sa mga tao in the present time o sumabot ang panahon. Ngayon siya nga nakita ko ang mga tawhanan, sila si Donkey o uban pa, dito o kang Kristo, dito o kang Kristo. So kitong kinigawat man sila, ako silang kilikon. So niabot ang existence sa tao, niabot ka sa mga time, so mao man nakita si Ginoo nimo sa maabot ang panahon, muna yung dalipili ka si Ginoo. Mao na ilang basis sa election. So tanawa na ito kung saan itudlo sa Biblia. Please open your Bibles with me in the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 9, you know, it's so dili na ni basta-basta ang doktrina ang atong itudlo din yung maong simbahan. I hope it's so nga kamo igo na nga makareceive. I hope it's so nga that you are already mature to receive these teachings or these doctrines. Na dili na ta sige o inang o gatas. Kung dili mga solid food na. In chapter 9, verse 11 of Romans, for the children of Rebecca. Kinsa ni Rebecca? Asawa ni? Jacob. Asawa ni Isaac. Not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil. Kinsa ni mga anak ni Rebecca? Kang Isaac. Twin brothers. Jacob. Okay. Geographically, so on, na silang dumasatiyan, right? Tawagan niya sila kuan, matod pa ni Arsis Paul, roommates. Diba? Or wombmates. Tawag sila wombmates. Kinawa silang diba? So, wag pa gani mataw kining duha, not yet being born, ha? Nor having done any good or evil. Wala pa'y gihimo unsa, dautan or maayo si Jacob o si Esau that the purpose of God according to what? According to election might stand. Not of works. Ang purpose sa Ginoo according to election di kinalan mo gayud ang matuman. Dili pinaagi sa buhat but of Him. But of God, Ikson, who calls. And it was said to her, the older will serve the younger. Just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I, what? Hated. And what shall we say then? Ngayon si Paul, is there any unrighteousness with God? Doon na ba'y dili pagkamatarong sa Ginoo? Is God unfair? By no means, or may it never be. For he says to Moses, sa gingon ni God ka Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So, or therefore, then it does not depend on the man. Wa kini magdepende sa tao igsoon who wills, or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. Amen ba? So wala pa matao ang duha. Wala pa sila paghimog maayo ni daotan igsoon. But that the purpose of election according to election might stand, not of man who works, nor of the will of man, nor of the man igsoon who runs, but of God who shows mercy. It is God who elected you. It's not because of the foreseen faith, not of works, Ison. Anong ipili sa Ginoo si Jacob? Dili pinagi siyang buhat. Ikaw pinagi pa siyang buhat, dili pili yon si Ginoo si Jacob. Jacob was a receiver. But God chose and loved Jacob rather than Esau. Amen ba? So, the doctrine of Arminianism is, so is it not very clear, so that the basis of God's election is not conditional? Yes or no? Unconditional ang basis sa iyang election. Nor having done any good or evil good, ang dingon sa Romans. So nga naman, so that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Not of works, but of God who calls. The election itself does not depend upon the will of man, nor his works, but it depends itself solely upon God and his purpose. Dili kini nagadepende sa tao, but nagadepende kini sa Ginoo nga nagapakita sa kaluoy. So Paul made it clear to the saints in Ephesus that before the foundation of the world, in verse 4, before the foundation of the world, so wala pa matukod ang kalibutan, patukuranan sa kalibutan, dipili na kita nga daan sa Ginoo. Can you imagine that? That God chose you before all these things igsoon na create. Before nga naabot ang time, before nga existing creation naghimo sa Ginoo, gi-choose ka sa Ginoo. So if God chose you from eternity, makausap ang kaana. Yung baka, Lord, lang ko ganahan ni mo. Ano imo mo kong dipili? Ko ganahan ni mo musunod. Yung buto mo sa Lord, ganahan mo kay kong sunod ni mo. Ano ang sagot mo pili? Ah? You cannot add kung unsa na ang gibutang sa Ginoo. And you cannot remove kung unsa na ang gibutang sa Ginoo. So kung ipili ka sa Ginoo before the foundation of the world, you cannot change it. Wa kay mahimo sa tungod ba na kay ikaw maayo sa imo ang panahon karon, or tungod sa Ginoo sa iyang pagbuhi? Tungod sa pagbuhi sa Ginoo. At ito sa verse 5 and 6. Predestined to adoption as God's children. In verses 5 and 6, inyo makita, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. So the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. So, connection igsoon sa verse 4, nanimong si Paul, God chose us before the foundation of the world that we should what? We should be holy and blameless. Kung saan purpose igsoon mo, that why God chose you? To be holy. Are you holy now? Are you holy now, igsoon? Because God chose you before the foundation of the world that you should be holy and blameless in the sight of God. The very purpose of God in your life and in my life is so that we should walk in the holiness of our life. So ito na, as a Christian, kinahanglan makita ang atuang pagkabalaan. Makita usab nato igsoon nga ang tuyo usab sa Ginoo nga wala lang kay gipilit niya that we should be holy. He also what? Predestined. The predestined taigsoon to adoption as imo si Paul, the predestined ta sa Ginoo, me and you Christians in Ephesus, to be to for us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. Wow! Dili ba na siya blessing? Inyo na ibawaan ganina blessing ito. Gingon na ni John Ray, salvation. Diba? Takibawal so nga blessings. Usa sa mga blessings yung giyata sa Ginoo nato, nga gipredestined ka sa Ginoo. Kung gipredestined ka sa Ginoo, labaw na di ka makausal ana. Gipredestined ka sa Ginoo to be adopted. Nga i-adopt ka sa Ginoo Edson, ingon nga iyahang anak. By Jesus Christ Himself. According to the good pleasure of His will. Sumala sa pagbuot sa Ginoo, dili gyapon sa pagbuot sa tao. Grabe. Kung pilion gani ka, adapon gani ka sa usa ka royal blood. Kung adapon kang Queen Elizabeth sa England. Igsoon. Sa may mabation. Wow, kayo. Pero, kung saan mo sa iyong batiyon, karun, nakahibaw ka, nga, you are predestined to be adopted. Your predestined is so to be one of His child. To be an heir is so sa iyahang katigayunan. So, kung saan may magibati? Ha? Ah? Doesn't make any sense. Mura lang kagwa. May muna ka nga. Maayo pagpiliyon ko Elizabeth. Mura doon pas tinuod. Bahala mo. Basta ako yung soon. Pakibawa na ko sa puno sa Ginoo that I am predestined to be adopted by God in Christ Jesus. Ah. Bahala nagkunsa ang apo ang kinabuhi din niya. Siguro na tayo soon sa kamot sa Ginoo. Amen ba? And verse 6. To the praise of the glory of His... To the praise of the glory of His grace by which He made us accepted in the beloved. So parang gibyapo din niya sa pagdai sa maya sa Ginoo. By which He made us accepted in the beloved. Before Exxon, we are enemies of God. But himo sa Ginoo ang tanan nga ma-reconcile ang tao back unto niya. So na himo Exxon nga instrument ang atuang tigpataliwala na nagpasiuli nato sa Ginoo. Atong relasyon sa Ginoo is the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 7, in Him we have what? In Christ we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. And in verse 8, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So in Him we have redemption. Diya kang Kristo, doon natay kaluwasan o paglukat. Pinaagi sa iyang dugo. Unsa pa gyud? Kaduha. Forgiveness of our sins. Salvation and forgiveness of your sins. Tanawang sa gihimo sa Ginoo sa imong kinabuhi. And again, according to the riches of God's grace which He made to abound upon His people and said abundantly, Paul said that in Christ, not on anyone, we have redemption through His blood. It was not the blood of the perishable animals sown in the Old Testament. It is not by the blood of bulls and cows and sheep but it is by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ we have now redemption and forgiveness of our sins. So dili sa pagpangati sa patay, dili usab sa bisan unsang paagi so nga napasaylo atong sala. Para sa itudlo sa Mormons nga the blood of Jesus Christ never itson nga makaaton sa sala sa usa ka sinner. Ang sinner mismo siya mo sacrifice alang sa iyang kaugalingon para mapasaylo yan sala. Kung nagitudlo sa Biblia, lagi ang itudlo sa Biblia, Christ and His blood became the payment and so on for the forgiveness of our trespasses, to ransom His people for the slavery of sin. This is not again by human merit. Dili na to our effort and so on, but according to the richness of God's grace which He lavished upon His people. Gihatag sa Ginoo abundantly in verse 8, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. And in verse 9, verses 8 and so on B, until sa verse 10, in which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. In verse 9, having made known to us the what? The mystery of His will. Mutana ko ninyo. Kaso ang mystery nga gisgutan ni Paul din eh. Kung saan ang mystery nga gisgutan ni Paul, kung niya nakibaw ba ka, meaning mga mystery, gireveal ba niya si Ginoo ni mo? Pagpadayan ka nga wala kakibaw sa mystery na gireveal sa Ginoo sa iyang word. And in all wisdom and insight, He has made known to us the mystery of His will. Look at your Bibles. According to His kind intention, on which He purposed in Him, or in Christ, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is, what? Unsa man? In verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness, in verse 10, of the times, in ikabot yun sa takyang panahon, this is the mystery that Paul was talking about it so, that He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. In Him. Gahapon sa mga Bible study dito na tinir na John Ray, matana siya. How about kung mga Old Testament ng mga tao? So, ningon ko nga, kibawa ba dyan, mahiusa na tantanan diya kang Kristo. Sila nagatuo sa Ginoo, kita nagatuo sa Ginoo kang Kristo. We're looking forward, we're looking backward the cross. Pabot ang panahon nga mahimot ang usa diya sa Ginoo, whether you are a Jew or a Gentile. Usahon usab sa Ginoo, kinsa may nasa langit. Kinsa may narito kauban sa Ginoo. The angels. Hello, Christians. Kinsa narito kauban sa Ginoo? The angels, the holy creatures of God. So usahon sa Ginoo, kauban tas mga angels. One church, one God, one Lord, one Spirit. Amen? Family, angels, o mga tao, whether Jew or Gentile, maitong ka, maputi ka, ma-Chinese ka, ma-Filipino ka, mag-abot mo dito sa gingarihan sa Ginoo, because this is the mystery na di-reveal sa Ginoo. In the fullness of time, Ison, usahon sa Ginoo ang iyang mga katawan. Diha kang Kristo. Amen ba? Grabe. That's the mystery. First time? First time, Ison? How many times niya? Limot lang ta. We are absolutely unable, Ison, to know the mysteries of God's will without intervention of the divine revelation. Look at your Bibles in 1 Corinthians 2:14. Dita makibaw even kining a mystery sa Ginoo kung wala ni nato. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, Sagingon ni Paul diya, natural man cannot know the spiritual things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, ison, dili gyud ka kahibalo kung unsa ang mga misteryo na gisulti si Ginoo sa iyang mga pulong. Bisan pag ihatag na sa Ginoo nga plain, di ka kahibaw, ison, kung walay divine intervention si Ginoo. Paul made it clear here, ison, that it is God who made His mysteries known ngadto sa iyang mga katawhan, according to the kind intention which He purposed in Christ. Umana, that's the mystery. Sa gani ang mystery? In verse 10, to gather together in one all things, diha kang Kristo, both things in heaven and things on earth. One in Christ, the angels and the people of God in this world, mahimong usa diha kan Kristo. The mystery that Paul was talking here is that when the fullness of time, God will sum up all things in heaven and things on earth in His Son Jesus Christ. And let us look at the other part and so on of the scripture to see what further detail regarding summing up all things in Colossians 1:20. Tanaw na to. The other parts of scriptures in sa gitudlo ni Paul about summing up all things in Colossians 1:20. Ingon diya sa Colossians 1:20 sa NASB, and through Him, through Christ, to reconcile all things to Himself, having made peace through the blood of His cross. Through Him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Ang mission ni Christ, Ikson, ang mission sa inyong Savior, ang mission sa itong Savior, nga nun ni Ani siya, dako kayo ang iyahang part, dako kayo ang work, Ikson, niya gi-accomplish ni Lord Jesus Christ. Dako kayo ang work kayo ang gi-accomplish, Ikson, when He lived in this world, when He became man, God became flesh and dwelt among us. O sa iyang nga pagpakamatay dito sa cross, dako kayo accomplishment sa mission, ang plano sa Ginoo ngayong ihatag para sa iyang mga katauhan, ang ni-fulfill si Jesus Christ. O ang pag-anhi ni Christ and so on, mauto siya ang kahintitan sa plano sa Ginoo. Walay bisan gamay na disupak o napakyas na lintan si Jesus nga mission, kundi lighimo niya tanan o gituman niya ang tanan. O pandako itson nga paagi mao yang pagpakamatay dito sa cross, ang iyang dugo. O ni nagpa-reconcile nato ato sa Ginoo tungod kay enemies ta sa Ginoo. Dunay gap, dunay a barrier itson, dunay ni divide nato sa Ginoo o kita, dili ta ma-reconcile sa Ginoo. But by the blood of Christ, and through His death, its own, we are reconciled back to God. And you are no longer enemies of God. You are now friends. You are now children of God. Not already enemies. No longer enemies, its own, but children of God. And there will be a reconciliation, a union of all things in heaven and things on earth in Christ, who is all and in all. One people, one God, one Lord, one Spirit, one faith. This is the mystery. Amen? This is the mystery. In verses 11 to 14, we're almost done. You know, see Paul, verse 11, in Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Here it's on in verse 11. Paul made it clear both to Jews and to Gentiles. The personal pronoun we, it refers to Paul and the rest of the believing Jews, right? In verse, what verse is that? 11. But even in Paul, in him also we. We. The personal pronoun we, akong balikon, it refers to Paul and the rest of the believing Jews. Kami usab refers to himself and to the rest of the believing Jews implicitly who also hope in Christ. Na naglaom usab ni Kristo. Isang karon igsoon, dunay mga Jews nga wala motuon ni Jesus. They believe that Jesus is the Christian Messiah, not the Jewish Messiah. But now say mga Jews nga nahimong Christians. For them, New Testament igsoon dili na wa nila mi para nila. Old Testament na gid para sa ilaha. Kung makadungan silang Jesus, it's para nila, why hinung them? Mao na sila mga Jews. Karon. Pero doon na po yung mga Jews, it's yung nahimong Christians. Kung sila nga nagalaong kang Kristo, part usab sila yung mga maong plano sa Ginoo. Ka-obtain usab sila of inheritance. And it is absolutely exon God who works all things. All these things, wala gid part ang tao. Wa kay part sa diyan ipili ka sa Ginoo before the foundation of the world, sa diyan nagpakamatay si Kristo igsoon, sa diyan i-adapt ka sa Ginoo, sa diyan nakabaton ka og kaluwasan, sa diyan ipasaylo ang imong sala. Wala kay part. It is God, it is absolutely God who works all these things that we talk about according to the purpose of Him who wills and for the praise of His glory. In verse 13, ningon di Exxon, in Him, you. Ganina, in verse 11, ningon si Paul, in Him, also we. Right? It refers to kinsa gani? To Paul and to the believing Jews. In verse 13, pag ingon ni Paul, in Him, in Christ, or in God, you. Kinsa meaning you? According to the context, you. Kamo? Kinsa man? Yes. The Christians in Ephesus, kamu, in Him, you also trusted, nagsalig usab, after you heard the word of truth. See? So pagwali ni Paul nila, concerning the word of truth, concerning the gospel, so sila nito usab, all the mga Gentiles. Sila usab nituo unsa the gospel of your salvation in whom also having believed kun nituo usab sila you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. When they heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and they believed the word or the gospel that preached by Apostle Paul, unsa na itabo nila? Unsa na itabo nila igsoon? Are you following? Kung yung una-una naabalin ni, o naas lang dapit. Unsa ang imuha mabatunan? Unsa lang nabatunan sa dihang nakadungog sila sa mensahe sa kamaturan, sa nakadungog sila sa gospel, its own message of salvation, nituo sila, unsa na tabo nila? Amen. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ako nisulti ninyo in the last part, its own, of this sermon. Ano tabo nila when Paul preached to them the word of truth and believed the gospel of salvation? They were sealed by the Holy Spirit. Okay ba? No? Kung sa ka-importante ang Holy Spirit na to? Kung waganin ni mo ang Holy Spirit in soon, never ka ngayaha sa Ginoo. Never ka na possession and belonging sa Ginoo. Never ka nga included ka igsoon sa covenant people sa Ginoo kung wala nimo ang iyahang Holy Spirit. That's the importance of the Holy Spirit. Tuwaso nato. the saints in Ephesus and so on, when they heard the message of salvation, the gospel preached by Apostle Paul in his word as a missionary, they were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit is a seal that guarantees our inheritance. The Holy Spirit siya ang guarantee sa tuang inheritance and redemption. He served as our mark that we are already owned by God. God's possession, God's belongings. Unsa nilanan? Imo bang pagkamayong tao? Holy Spirit. Can you see the Holy Spirit? Can you see the Holy Spirit in me? I cannot see the Holy Spirit in you physically, son. But sa inyong life, kung ka na mausap, ibang inyong mga passion and inyong love sa Ginoo, I believe that the Holy Spirit is in you. Amen ba? In 2 Corinthians 1:22, concerning, of course, the Holy Spirit, the seal that guarantees our inheritance and redemption. Mauni ang pata. Kabantay mo ng mga baboy din sa farm o bisan unsa ang butang patakan? Mga butang, mga materials, butang ng QC. So na QC? Quality control, it's a city. Quality control. So, napas siya sa quality control. Hindi ko nag-QC. Itatakan niya, o, pasado. Mga baboy sa farm, kini, maayo niya ang babuya, pampatakan, di ba? Kita usap in 2 Corinthians 1:22, ningon si Paul, who also sealed us, God also sealed these people and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a what?
Guarantee.
As a pledge. Wow. In 2 Corinthians 5:5, now God, who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a what? Again. Pledge. Balik ko na ito. Yung si Paul in verse 14 sa Roman, sa Ephesians. Turning the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Ang ilhanan sa mga katauhan sa Ginoo, kita dita kayo. Kay daghan man ang mga Christians in every church sa Ison who played hypocrisy, right? They appeared so godly. They appeared so diusnon o religyoso, religyosa, son. But they are not of God's possession. Because the Holy Spirit and their lives, son, is absent. Wala nila ang Holy Spirit of promise. Ang Holy Spirit, son, makutana ko ninyo, sa liha nga, baptizan mo ni Christ sa Holy Spirit, kana siya magpabilin ba ninyo or mawala? Ha? Magpabilin ba ang Holy Spirit? Mabayad ba siya forever? Yes. Maunay ilhanan si Ginoo kung kinsa niya. Kita din takakita din. Pero ang Ginoo, kung magtanaw sa siya mga katauhan, ang Holy Spirit, klaro kayo sa Ginoo. Mauni ang mga tatak. Mauni ang mga silyo diha sa mga Kristuhanon. In every churches, kibaw ang Ginoo kung kinsa ang naay Holy Spirit. Kung kinsa ang dunay silyo. Sa pikas na churches, kibaw ang Ginoo kung kinsa naay silyo. Dili tanan. Dili tanan. So, that's the fact. Dili tanan. But only few. Now, the application and conclusion. Let me ask you, Ison, my dear brethren, my brothers and sisters in the church, when you heard, dili ko mga tanong kung kinsa ang nagsangyo ninyo sa gospel, but when you heard the message of salvation, did you truly believe in your heart? Ha? Huh? No. Wa akong too. Antot karon, agya akong too. When you heard the message of salvation, the message of truth, did you truly believe in your heart? When When Paul said, we and the rest of the believing Jews who also hope in Christ, di ba? Receive the inheritance. You also, the Gentiles, yung si Paul, when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of salvation, and you believed, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. So, sa itong application ni Zoom, ikinan, mabuwag man pa nila, itong bisgutan sila man, di ba? Si Paul, o mga Christians in Ephesus, kita karon. When you heard the message of truth, did you truly believe in your heart? Or not? Karon, Ikson, mga tana ko, sa inyong paminaw, nagtuo na ba mo sa inyong nadunggan?
Yes.
Amen. Ay, magsuko. Wala ko magigawin. I'm just only ng pamutana, di ba? So, kung mauna siya, so, let me tell you for the application of this sermon. You are also marked, if you truly believe, ha? You are also marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance and redemption. Are you not happy? Are you not happy? When you believe in so on, the message, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee, the pledge and so on of our inheritance. Naban ninyo ang Holy Spirit? Yes. God also, ikaduha, for our application, God also blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Amen? Application na ni. Ganin na sila itong bisgutan. Akong balik ko, karon kita na. Kung ituuta kang Kristo, God also bless us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen? Bisan to wakak hibaw kung saan ang mga spiritual blessings na diyakon ng God mo. But God bless you with every spiritual blessings. Again, God also chose you before the foundation of the world. That you should be what? That you should be holy and blameless in His sight. So, application, apply dyan po na to. God chose me before the foundation of the world that I should be holy and blameless. Lord, am I holy? Do I walk holy? Do I live holy? How about you, Ikson? Do you live a holy life now? Or not so holy? That's the purpose of God in you. Why God chose you? That you should be holy. Again, God also predestined you to be adopted as His sons and daughters of His kingdom. Amen ba? God predestined you to be His sons and daughters. The Godhead, makita ninyo ito, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the last verse, silang tanan involved sa pagbuhat para lang sa tuang kayuhan. Amen ba? The Godhead Trinity, the Godhead three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all involved in planning, working, and applying for our salvation, for your salvation and my salvation. Kinsa ang naghimo? Ang Ginoo, ang Amahan, ang Anak, ug ang Holy Spirit. Sila ang nagtrabaho igsoon para sa tong kaluwasan. Ang Amahan man nagplano, si Jesus mo rin nag-accomplish, ug ang nag-apply, ang Holy Spirit. Nabakaimuha. My son, ayaw yung taon mo pagluya-luya. Ayaw yung taon mo pagkabalaka. Kaya gimok sa Ginoo ninyo, although di kayo na tumasabtan doon, pero maunin nagkapaldasig na to. nga magpadayon tayo sa hangtod sa katapusan. Amen ba? Ang tanang gihimo sa Ginoo nato. You are God's people, you are His belongings, you are His what? Possession. Kinsa tag-iyan nato? Ang Ginoo. Ang tag-iyan? Kung ang Ginoo tag-iyan nato, asa man tong sunod? Kang Satan? Takong giingon ba? Kanang sakyanan? For official use only. Tapos din eh, for God's use only. Diba? Very nice kayo. Look at print. Nagtalikod, Satan also. For God's use only? Nga, ang luyo, Satan also. Duha inyong gilagaran, duha atong gilagaran. And before these two giant problems came, what? Sin and death. Diba? Two giant problems. Before these two giant problems came, sin and death, it took place. God, from eternity past, ang gihimo sa Ginoo, before the foundation of the world, before the whole creation were created itself, and before time began, God, our Father, planned and destined that He will bless His chosen people in the heavenly places by His Son, Jesus Christ, with every spiritual blessing according to His own pleasure and will. Plano na sa Ginoo para nimo, para nako. So, dili bisan watak ibaw sa uban na mga spiritual blessings niya tayo sa Ginoo. But, yung reveal sa yung word that God bless us with every spiritual blessings. Not material blessings, but spiritual blessings. Amen?